This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. China and Russia have criticized the Bush administration's decision to scrap the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty. Russia's President Vladimir Putin called the move a mistake, while China said it underscores the need to strengthen international arms control agreements. In Moscow, political commentators say the move could hurt the growing ties between Russia and the U.S., but the damage is likely to be temporary. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The Kremlin leader made a televised address to put the best face on what is clearly a setback for Moscow. Each side indeed has the right to exit the treaty, said Putin. The U.S. leadership has talked of this on more than one occasion. This is not a surprise for us, though we consider such a decision to be a mistake. Putin tried to minimize the effect of the Bush decision by assuring Russians that the nuclear balance between Moscow and Washington would not be upset. Everyone knows both Russia and the U.S. possess the means to overwhelm anti-missile defenses, Putin said. As a result, I can say with full assuredness that President Bush's decision does not pose a threat to Russian security. Moscow has said it might add multiple warheads to existing nuclear missiles in order to override any eventual U.S. missile defense system. But with development years away, there will be no immediate Russian moves. Russian political and military figures say they are more worried that the demise of the ABM treaty might destabilize the entire system of world nuclear security. Russian Military Chief of Staff General Anatoly Kvashnin says more countries could be tempted to acquire nuclear technology. This will untie the hands of a whole range of countries, and basically we could have a new arms race, Kvashnin said. But practical concern over Bush's decision is overshadowed by anger over what is seen in Moscow as yet another example of American unilateralism. Russian-American ties have improved dramatically since Putin gave his full backing to the U.S. war against the Taliban. Sergei Rogov heads Russia's USA-Canada Institute. Rogov says the timing of the announcement could not be worse.
Definitely, this announcement will have a negative impact on Russian-American relations because the decision will be taken at the very moment when Russian-American relations, it seems to me, are moving to a fundamental transformation. Thus, a unilateral action taken by the United States in obvious disregard of the Russian position definitely is not going to help to move forward in building this new strategic framework.
Rogov says it is President Putin who stands to pay the biggest political price.
Definitely it's not going to help President Putin. His decision 3 months ago to ally Russia with the United States and the Western community in the fight against international terrorism has been quite controversial in Russia. The public and even some important sections of bureaucracy have not been enthusiastic at all about this decision.
But Putin remains popular in Russia. With opposition to him fragmented, few see the setback posing any serious threat. And while U.S.-Russian ties may cool in the short run, fewer here seem convinced that long-term relations will suffer. A close aide to Putin called the decision by Bush a bump in the road. Another Russian political commentator said that while harsh rhetoric against the U.S. is likely in the coming days, that will eventually subside as the two countries move on to other issues. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.